Srila Prabhupada, returning to the topic of the new year, on the occasion of the new year, said that in Krishna consciousness, every day is the new year. Every day you have a new life, new year, new beginning. For a non-devotee, every day is one closer to death. For a devotee, every day is one day closer to Krishna. And we know that this every day is a festival. Like literally, you just check the calendar. You know? And today we are talking about hell. Hare Krishna. See, devotees are special. You tell them about death, yes. You tell them about hell, yes. Fearless, you see. Narayana para bhakta nakutash na bibhyati. Devotee is not afraid of hell, heaven, or liberation, nothing. It's completely unaffected.
Adhuneha
mahabhaga
yathaiva narakannara nanogra yatananeya tanme vyakhyatumarhasi adhuna.
Right now,
iha,
in this material world,
mahabhaga,
O greatly opulent and fortunate Shukadeva Goswami. He's sitting naked.
Yatha,
so that,
eva,
indeed.
Narakan,
all the hellish conditions into which the impious are put.
All the hellish conditions into which the impious are put.
Interesting. Basically means just hells, but Prabhupada expands the meaning. Not just the hellish planets, but hellish conditions which you well know can exist also elsewhere.
Nara.
Human beings.
Nana.
Varieties of.
Ugra.
Terrible.
Yatanan.
Conditions of suffering.
Naiyat.
May not undergo.
Tat.
That.
Me.
To me.
Vyakhyatumarhasi.
Please describe.
Please.
This is the last verse Parikshit Maharaj is saying to start Canto 6. It is a famous test of Parikshit Maharaj here. And you can see this is the heart of a devotee. It's almost like a verse that is good for us to know and pray to Krishna. And this is how... this is what we want to learn. He has just heard about hellish planets, about terrible suffering people can experience there. And what is he asking? So translation. Oh, greatly fortunate and opulent Shukadeva Goswami, Mahabhaga. Means you are very fortunate, means you are not going to hell. And not only that, you also know how not to go to hell. So, oh, Mahabhaga, you must know definitely. So, oh, greatly fortunate and opulent Shukadeva Goswami, now kindly tell me how human beings may be saved from having to enter hellish conditions in which they suffer terrible pains. So, ugra yatana. Ugra means horrible, yatana means torture. It's terrible, terrible pain. Yatana already means terrible pain, but it's also ugra yatana, so horrible, terrible pain. How people can be saved from going there, na iyad, how they can avoid going there. Purport. In the 76th chapter of the 5th canto, Shukadeva Goswami has explained that people who commit sinful acts are forced to enter hellish planets and suffer. Now, Maharaj Parikshit, being a devotee, so again, being a devotee, this is how we would think, right? So being a devotee is concerned with how this can be stopped. A Vaishnava is para dukkha dukkhi. In other words, he has no personal troubles, but he is very unhappy to see others in trouble. Prahlad Maharaj said, "My Lord, I have no personal problems. Yeah, I'm just dying in 3 days. That's okay. That's what's the big deal, you know? No problem. Myself, no problem. For I have learned how to glorify your transcendental qualities and thus enter a trance of ecstasy." Have you learned how to enter the trance of ecstasy? It's very helpful. "I do have a problem, however, for I am simply thinking of these rascals and fools." So Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's Nirukti dictionary. Every time he's saying rascal, he means a fool, ignorant fool. He doesn't put a moral judgment on it. When we say rascal, it's a condemnation, criticism of moral qualities. But Prabhupada says this with compassion, rascals and fools, who are busy with maya sukha, temporary happiness, without knowledge of devotional service unto you. That's a famous verse. Naitan vihaya vimumuksha eko. I will not leave them to be free myself, Prahlad Maharaj is saying. This is the problem faced by a Vaishnava. Because a Vaishnava fully takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he personally has no problems. Right? Personally, no problems. Shelter of Krishna. But because he is compassionate toward the fallen conditioned souls, he's always thinking of plans to save them from their hellish life in this body and the next. They have hellish life also in this body. So, do we need to make plans? Huh? According to this purport, what should be the plans a devotee keeps making? How to protect people from hell? Now and next life. And the next life. So we need to keep planning and keep adapting our plans. We tried this, didn't work sufficiently effective. Okay, try that. Like you can see Prabhupada, every few months he would tweak his strategy. how to help. Parikshit Maharaj, therefore, anxiously wanted to know from Shukadeva Goswami how humanity can be saved from gliding down to hell. That was 5,000 years ago. Shukadeva Goswami had already explained how people enter hellish life, and he could also explain how they could be saved from it. Intelligent man must take advantage of these instructions. Again, this is classic English, so man means people, everybody. Unfortunately, however, the entire world is lacking Krishna consciousness. And therefore, people are suffering from the grossest ignorance and do not even believe in a life after this one. To convince them of their next life is very difficult, because they have become almost mad in their pursuit of material enjoyment. Nevertheless, our duty, the duty of all sane men, so you can see, Srila Prabhupada very generously counts all of us as sane men, sane people. the duty of all sane men is to save them. Maharaj Parikshit is the representative of one who can save them. It's almost enough to start asking questions. For questions. Om Agyanati Merandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya Prasadada Gyopi Sadhya Sarva Gyatam Vrajet Sashi Chaitanya Devo Me Bhagavan Samprasidatu May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namah Katanchida Shayadyesham Shrapitad Ganda Bhagavet. I offer my respectful obeisances to the bee-like devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who relish the honey of the lotus feet of the Lord. Because even a dog, by taking shelter of Chaitanya's devotees, can get his share of that honey. Hell is a popular preaching topic. We have a whole name. It's called fire and brimstone preaching. Fire and brimstone. Some preachers, you will go to hell. You will burn in sulfur. Brimstone means sulfur. Sulfur is what you smell when you strike a match. You know this. Zreplo, yeah? Do we have this expression, fire and brimstone preaching? Here it was not so, what do I say, not so prominent. But people try to use fear, scare everybody to take to some religious activity. And Srila Prabhupada also speaks about hell in his lectures. But if you notice, how does he speak about hell? He says, dear devotees, it is as sane people. It is our noble task. Let us help all of these people who are gliding, you know, like in winter, you have the ice. You stand, finished, you know, you're gone down. So who are gliding to hell. So there are masses of people who are gliding to hell. So he doesn't say, you will go to hell if you don't join my movement and don't give donation in that box, then careful. No. He says, please help save those people from gliding into hell. And gliding into hell is not a figure of, is not just some archaic belief about the next life. We see it happens right now. We see what is the number one drug or number one medicine sold in the world. The most popular, I read the number, 60% of all the pills sold in the world is antidepressants, right? They say is the cancer of the, according to World Health Organization, World Organization of Health. Health Organization, WHO. It's the cancer of the 21st century. People have got everything. We are living like kings. From today's poor person lives like a king from 300 years ago. Actually better. Things you have. Even 50 years ago, that was sci-fi. That was, the mobile phones, the information, you know, just pull out your phone and you have access to all the wisdom of all humanity, including the Bhagavad. And then then you click and they bring you home whatever you need, you know. Of course, you need a little Shakti on your in your credit card. But that also, you know, they can give you a little. So people are living like kings. Are they happy? You know, the state of people are confused, people are disappointed, frustrated. This is the state of the world. It's called postmodernism. Modernism was when Gauranga came 500 years ago, and then we had Dark Ages. Dark Ages is not the Western propaganda, that's Prabhupada's words from the preface. He says, how does he say? I will read the precise words. Prabhupada says, no, where is it? Preface, introduction, preface. Human society at the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. There was somewhere about Dark Ages also, he was saying. It has made rapid progress in the fields of material comforts, education, and economic development throughout the entire world. But there is a pinprick somewhere in the social body at large. You know, like you can be well dressed, you have enough food, you have everything, but if you have a thorn somewhere, you know, you will be unhappy. You know, some thorn. There is need of a clue as to how humanity can become one in peace, friendship, and prosperity. Some people think poverty, we unite in poverty. No. One in peace, friendship, and prosperity with a common cause. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this need. For it is a cultural presentation for the respiritualization of the entire human society. Sounds very good. Yeah? Cultural presentation for the respiritualization. Sounds like CPR. A resuscitation of, you know, clinically dead, and then you do CPR. So people have so many amenities. Of course, one of the problems of the Eastern Europe and post-communist countries is that very often post-communist countries build the caricature capitalism, you know, not the actual system that was created with a welfare state, but what we had in the... Did you have caricatures, you know, like about greedy capitalists? So that's what people are trying to... They think this is how it's supposed to be done. So the employers don't give good salaries to the workers. They squeeze out every ounce of energy. If in Germany they have come down to 5-hour weekday, 5-6-hour weekday, in practice, then sometimes here we squeeze every possible drop of energy of people. But still, so many opportunities, so many choices are there. But even if you have everything, even if you have money, even if you have the work you like, even if you have friends, so many people are unhappy. Why? What's missing? What's missing? I hear whispers, Krishna. Krishna is missing. Well, it's an open secret. Even Krishna devotees sometimes become depressed. Nekaj zakaj umret? This is a good one. Yeah. Last month, Shyamasundara Prabhu was presenting his Chasing Rhinos with the Swami about Prabhupada. Nice book. So he was saying, Swamiji, he said, Swamiji came, Srila Prabhupada came, he gave us something to do, somebody to love, and something to hope for. All you need to live happily. Three things you need for happiness. Something to do. Again, something to do doesn't mean anything, means something valuable, something that has meaning. And meaning not for today, not just earn your bread for today, but meaning for eternity. Not even for 10 years, not even for 100 years, for eternity. That's what we are interested in, right? So something to do, meaningful, something meaningful to do. Then somebody to love. So we have a few somebodies on the altar. And in the japa, and guru parampara, saints. So, and something to hope for. Something to hope for. We have the map of development. And if this doesn't help, this will mean that we are not practicing this process as the acharyas are explaining. However, we see that this is the usual result, that the person who comes in touch with Krishna consciousness experiences great upliftment, experiences a burst of joy, big joy. At least for the first 3-4 months. That's until he discovers the dark side of the mind. The side you never acknowledge, the side you never say we have, dark side of the mind. Somebody said yesterday was, what was it, 45 years of the dark side of the moon. Misho knows. He can even sing you if you want. Sing it for you. Yeah. So then these are the anarthas, which Prabhupada describes in 4.29.69, that we have collected over millions of years. So over the millions of years, we do all kinds of stupid things. And therefore, Prabhupada says, it would take a really long time to remove that karma. If we were just removing, unfortunately, we make new karma faster than we remove the old one. Right? So it's a losing battle. But then Srila Prabhupada writes that a devotee is given a chance by Krishna to finish all this karma in one strike. How? He shows everything inside. And this looks very depressing. When Krishna shows all of these things inside the heart, we think, my God, what is this? It's not me. No. I was a good boy. I was a good girl. I was a vegetarian. 3 days a week. And what is this? Where is this? It's something wrong. Some mistake. It's not me. It's probably because of Bhakta John. Bad association. No. But I have this. Oh no, maybe it's my offenses. Maybe it's because I think bad things about Bhakta John. So what to do? And it takes time to accept. No, that's in my heart. These are the shadows we deny. Shadows we deny that are present in our heart. And then, because we like to think I'm a paraduka duki, I am a kind person. I'm definitely a kind person. Yes, I am a kind person. No, I'm a kind person. I'm the kindest person. And if I find somebody kinder than me, I'll just kill him, and again I'll be the kindest person.
So, obviously, you know, then when we discover a desire to, you know, like a Vaishnava, also a Brahmana, this is a saintly person, is para dukkha dukkhi, para sukha sukhi. He is happy to see others happy, and he is unhappy to see others unhappy. This was also the morning, good morning mantra for a Brahmana. Sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santo niramaya, sarve badrani pashyantu ma kasche dukkha bhag bhavet. Almost all Indian Brahmanas and even non-Brahmanas will know this shloka. Ayurvedic doctors chant it in the morning. It means, and Srila Prabhupada says, this is Vedic mission. This is our mission. He repeats many times. He says, our mission is not to convert Christians into Hindus, Hindus into Muslims, Muslims into something, not to convert somebody from something into something. Our mission, Vedic mission is, may everybody be happy. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. He says slightly differently. Sarve santu. Sarve sukhino bhavantu, he says. Replay. Yeah. So this verse says, may everybody be happy. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. Sarve santu niramaya. May everybody be free from trouble and disease. Sarve badrani pashyantu. May everybody has all good fortune. See only good fortune. So that means hope, inspiration, and good future. Ma kashchit dukkha bhag bhavet. May nobody be a part of misery. May nobody have any misery. So this is not even a Vaishnava, just a Brahmana. Prabhupada, of course, says you cannot be a Vaishnava without being qualified as a Brahmana. So that's one of the qualifications. You are kind. You are merciful. You want to make people happy. And it's one of the Bhagavad Dharmas. It's one of the techniques. It's one of the secret shortcuts to flip the switch, to change our selfish materialistic consciousness. That's why they repeat it in the morning, because you know, when you just try to really pray like this, make everybody happy, you know, like in the morning you come to Panchatattva and say, okay, please make every devotee in Slovenia happy. Okay, that's all right. Please make every Slovenian happy. And then you think, oh, no. How about that neighbor that he was? I'm not sure. I think he needs punishment, no? If we are just. According to justice, he needs punishment. And then make every the whole world happy. No. How about those people? I don't know. But if you do, it reverses the flow. You change the flow from for me, to I'm a servant for others. I'm trying to serve others. So this is why they begin the morning with it. However, in the material consciousness, the normal consciousness is para dukkha sukhi, para sukha dukhi. You know, we are happy to see others suffer, and we suffer to see the neighbor happy. That's ordinary, normal material consciousness, you know. This one devotee is saying he bought the first computer with the color screen. And he was so happy. He was so happy, so satisfied. It was so interesting, so nice. And then he went to his neighbor in the next room, Krishna Kshetra Maharaj, and he sees he has the same computer with the same color screen, but plus with the CD-ROM. All happiness finished. Why didn't I? This is why I should have bought this one. So this is how we feel in this material world. So you can see that Parikshit Maharaj, he is dying in a few days. But after hearing about the hellish planets,
he doesn't think, how can I avoid the hellish planets? Who has read the fifth canto, this hellish planets description? Okay, one, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. Hare Krishna. It's a good fun. You can read. I remember, I read, it makes you scared, actually. Because it says, even you look unkindly at a guest, like, you know, you look from a side, boss, you deserve hell already. You don't share some sweets with the kids and somebody, old people or young people, you know, somebody, boss, you deserve hell. You know, it's scary. So many little mistakes you can make. And so when you read it, you feel, my God, what will we do? But Parikshit is not afraid. Parikshit is not afraid about himself. Parikshit is asking, how can I help them? How can I help the humanity? Please give me a strong method to save the world. So if you have something like this to do, the service to the whole world, is it a meaningful activity? Is it something good to do? Right? If you're engaged in some, I remember when I joined Hare Krishna, I thought, we are engaged in such an important historic mission, and there are so many nice people outside who want to change history in a positive way. Why are they not here? Why are they not helping? Because there's no higher mission, there's no higher historical positive movement to actually change the course of history. I think we have already done it to a large extent. If we see how the world was in Srila Prabhupada's times, and then how many things he criticizes have been fixed, actually. Already fixed. You can see so many things. I should probably one day make a list of these things that he criticizes, and they are already fixed. In by and large, in a society. Like in Germany, it's every few months I'm coming, every few months I can see, like this time I came, this time the new thing was that in DM, you have DM here, I should go and check how is it here. But now in Germany, on the book, on the shelves, you already have the markings, vegan and vegetarian. Yeah, that's the new thing. Last 3 months they introduced. Previous visit there, the juices were marked as vegetarian, because apparently some this Höhe was filtered through some bones or something. It was like not really pure. So now they mark all the juices very clearly vegan. Everything is marked vegan, vegan, vegan. Even if people are not vegan, you know, if they see every day vegan on everything, it's a good advertisement. They see, oh, I'm already half vegan. Or 90% vegan, or 99% vegan, or vegetarian. So many nice things have changed, are happening, positive. In the world by Prabhupada's help. So this is Prabhupada's mission, to help people avoid hell, and hell not as a children's scare tale. You know, if you do not eat the noodles, then the bogeyman comes and eats you and takes you away. What's the bogeyman for in Slovenian? Do you have a bogeyman? Kako? Strahet. Strahet. I remember my cousin brother was trying to convince his younger brother, in Ukrainian it's babai. Babai. No. There is no babai. Don't worry. So, you know, people, atheistic, even religious people, they use hell, and the atheists say, hey, religionists are using hell as this children's bogeyman. You know, this strachets. Or even Yashoda was trying to scare Krishna by, what are they called? House. Yeah, she was saying, Krishna, if you, what was he supposed to do?
Stop stealing butter.
If you don't stop crying, if you don't stop stealing butter, the house will come and take you. Even Yashoda was doing this. Hare Krishna. And then if you go to Nandagram, because she is a mother of God. her words are, even if she says, it becomes. So then Krishna went playing, and there were these hows. They came, actually. These huge, terrifying, like a, what do you call it? It's like a, I think, the rolling Harry Potter. She calls them Dementors. So they came, but of course, then Krishna came running. Mama, the house have come. She says, "Which house? What do you talk? What are you talking about?" No, look there. And she looks indeed there. she was scaring, and they came. So then they turned to stone. She turned them to stone, and you can see these big figures of stone. Anyway, this is not a Puranic story. This is the local, Vrindavan folklore, which we. But you can see there are some scary stones standing in Nandagram in Gokula, near Gokula. So the eighth, yes.
How below?
Yeah, thank you. How below? How below will come? How below will come? And the atheists are saying, "Oh, your hell is this strachets, how below," and that's how they use, unfortunately, you know, like for children. And your heaven is just for weak people who cannot tolerate the pain of life. Yeah, show me who can. Baobao. You have Baobao. Baobao. Oh, it sounds like bye-bye. Very similar, yes. Well, it must have something from bhai. In Sanskrit, bhaya means fear. In English, they say bogey. Bogeyman. Also, it's a disappearing species. Less and less used. Did they scare you in a childhood by baobao or strachets or in we have in the Nectar of Devotion, Mother Yashoda telling Krishna, if you do not behave, and there was one beggar with a big bag who was collecting donations, and Mother Yashoda said, if you don't behave, then he will take you in his bag and carry away. And Krishna, you know, moved away, and this beggar, old man, couldn't stop smiling, you know, because it was obviously Krishna is so beautiful, he would not try to. How did they scare you in the childhood? How?
Party.
Partly.
Yeah. They come before me.
Okay. Yeah, so you have positive and negative support. Okay. So you can see Srila Prabhupada is never using it. You can see he always aims at intelligent people, sane people without irrational fears. He doesn't try to create an irrational fear. He never tries to scare you into bhakti. Nor does he ever try to scare into bhakti anybody outside. In public classes also, never. He never says, you are going to hell. Never. No, he says, please help save the humanity from hell. Doesn't say, save yourself. And no, he says, please help save others from hell. And here, this is what Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukadeva Goswami, and Shukadeva Goswami runs an interesting test on him. He offers him two wrong answers with a completely straight face. Completely straight face. He gives him a wrong answer. And he checks how does he take it. Of course, Parikshit Maharaj flies this. It's the midterm test of Canto 6. That's the, you know, like the midterm. Like in the middle of the school year, you have a midterm test. So that's Parikshit's midterm test. First, he offers Karmakanda. Parikshit says, "But I'm sorry, Maharaj, but it's like the elephants bathing. You know, they go confess, do prayaschitta, and immediately they go sin again." So then he offers Jnana Yoga, knowledge, and. There, Parikshit doesn't even have to say anything. He just makes a funny face. You know, Shukadev Goswami says, tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha. And Parikshit, I'm like, are you serious? Come on, I have 3 days, you know, what will it? Yeah, 3 days I can, but you know, how about these people? So then he says, okay, it's Kevalaya Bhaktya. It's by Vasudev. Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya. Vasudev, pure bhakti. By pure bhakti, that's the best. It's one holy name purifies more sins than a person can commit in all the lives. And just last week we had the 9 stages of bhakti in Munich. And for the first time I sort of realized that, because there are four types of anarthas, two of them are anarthas coming from sin, anarthas coming from piety. Anarthas means undesirable obstacles for bhakti. Anartha means undesirable or a more fashionable translation, useless things. Useless, yeah? It's a very important ISKCON word, useless, you know. There are things which are useless, which is a very correct translation of the word anartha. Artha is useful, anartha useless. But it's even more, it's even harmful oftentimes. So two of them are duṣkṛtota, sukṛtota, according to Madhurika Dhamani. It's sin and piety. It struck me that actually this is karma. This is your karma. This is the result of our karma. Sin and piety, that's the definition of karma. That's what binds us. And many of you may know, 4 types of anarthas coming from sin are ignorance, tattva vibhrama, svatattva, because of past sins, we don't know who am I. We think I am a man. Not only that, I'm a young man. Even at 65. Or I'm a woman. And I'm never beautiful enough. Did you see this caricature? A man and a woman stand in front of a mirror, and a woman looks shapely, and in the mirror she sees a fat, huge figure. And there is a man, fat guy, and in the mirror he sees Mr. Universe. You saw this caricature? So that's svatattva vibhrama. It's illusion about who I am. We are not. Yes, we are a soul. Yeah, eternal spirit soul.
servant of Krishna. Paratattva, what's the absolute truth? It's not matter, it's not dark matter, it's not the universe, it's not the Big Bang, it's what else is there? It's not the Higgs boson, it's not even time, it's not protons, quarks, tachyons, whatever. No, the ultimate truth is not even Brahmajyoti, not even Paramatma. It's beautiful Krishna. At least you can accept Narayan, okay. We don't argue. If you say Narayan, okay, no problem. Vishnu, that's already good enough. Supreme Personality, Transcendental Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paratattva, then Sadhya Sadhana Tattvayo Vibrahma, means we don't know what's the perfection of life and what's the path, method. And Virodhi Vishaya, what is the obstacle? We think that, come on, you know, a little wine once, a little beer once a week, it's not a big problem, you know. I'm not drinking so much, I'm just drinking 12 bottles, you know. It's small bottles also. It's not a... What's a big deal? So, ignorance about obstacles, you know. What's an obstacle? So that's four ignorances based on sin, which are obstacles, useless anarthas. And then four obstacles from piety are different types of possible enjoyments. This is bhukti, just material enjoyment in this body, svarga, heavenly planets. You can go to heavenly planets, or at least to Hawaii, I don't know. Or at least Thailand. and downshift and live there in the sun and blue water and so forth. Then siddhi, mystic powers, and mukti, liberation. So these four desires, these four attractions are the anarthas from piety. If you are pious, then these four temptations can block your advancement. So that's karma, right? And why I'm bringing this up, because Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is adamant, as soon as you do bhakti, your karma is finished. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you said Krishna one time, finished. You don't have karma. You lose your claim on your karma. It's not karma, it's Krishna karma. They take your file. I mean, ordner, that means a file, right? On your back, right? Here we have an office worker. Even on his t-shirt, he has the word for classification of documents. So they take your file, ordner, and take it away from the impersonal bureaucratic department and put it on Krishna's desk personally. So Krishna is very personally looking. Okay, what is he? Okay, he did this sin. Ah, that's all right. That's finished. And then he did this. Ah, don't pay attention. He still is doing this. Okay, so we will punish him for that. I mean, not punish, just teach him. Give him a little lesson. So it's no longer karma. They take your file away from the bureaucratic impersonal enforcement to personal supervision of your friend, Krishna. Take your ordner. I didn't, though, understand what is mein Eisen. Eisen. Eisergrund. That I didn't understand. Eisergrund. So, thank you for providing us some food for thought. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, you can see he's very adamant. Devotee has no karma. You have no karma. Kijai! Oh, how about my spectacles? How about my kidneys? How about my ni, what is this? So I understood. So no karma, because he describes in Madhurya Kadamini that these sin, duṣkṛtota sukṛtota, these anarthas from sin and piety, are almost completely removed at bhajana kriya. Not even anartha nivritti, not even nishta. Bhajana kriya, because you just come to the temple, immediately they tell you, Prabhu, you are not your body. Okay, who am I? Whose body am I? And then they say, no, you're not anybody's body, you are the soul. Oh, okay. So, you know, in three days in the temple, finished. Your karma is finished. You know, I'm a soul, Krishna is God, bhakti is the process, drinking is bad. And what else? Heaven is just another planet. It's and even in heaven you die. Long time, but still you die. So, okay, I should... okay, I'll chant Hare Krishna. So karma finished. Obstacles are not no longer stopping you. They don't prevent you from doing bhakti anymore. At least you know, okay, I shouldn't strive. That's not a worthy endeavor. So this is the answer Shukadeva Goswami gives. And of course, this is also the canto where he glorifies the supreme power of even the shadow of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Parikshit Maharaj ki jai, Shukadeva Goswami ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ljubljana Yatra ki jai, Ljubljanske Bhakte Breskarme ki jai. Slovenske Bhakte ki jai. Sebakti, Sibakti, Kitai.